Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Pork producer Smithfield Foods today says that it plans to cut 1,800 jobs and close six factories as part of a restructuring. The plants are expected to close by December. Smithfield will combine seven of its independent operating companies into three main units: the Smithfield Packing Company, John Morrill and Company, and Farmland Foods Incorporated. The company plans to save $125 million a year by 2012. The Chicago Board of Trade has received U.S. government approval to limit cash grain delivery instruments held by non-grain firms. The move goes into effect today. It's designed to enhance the hedging effectiveness of CBOT's benchmark wheat, corn, rice, oats, soybeans, soy meal, and soy oil contracts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading at 76.12, is down 238 points. The NASDAQ 1485 is off 49.30, and the S&P 500 is at 796, and it's down 30.19 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading this Tuesday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. Kansas March wheat open at 5.66, down 8.5 on the open. May 5.76, down 7.75. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5.25, down 10.5 on the open. May 5.38, down 10.25. July 5.51, down 9.75. September opened at 5.74, down 11 on the open. March corn opened at 358, down 5.25 on the open. May 366, down 7.25. July 376, down 7.25. December 398.5, down 7. March of 2010, 410, down 8.5. May of 2010, 414.75, down 11.25. And July of 2010, 420.75, down 10.75 on the open. March beans opened at 922, down 33.5 on the open. May 926, down 31.75. July 928, down 34. August 912, down 38. November 860, down 32.5. January 865, down 36.5. March 873, down 36.5 on the open. March soybean meal open at 291.50, down 620 on the open. May 287.50, down 750. March soybean oil open at 31.75, down 25 on the open. May 31.98, down 36. February live cattle opened at 82.90, down 115 on the open. March feeders 93, down 147.5. April lean hogs 61.80, down 195. And March bellies 76.90, down 215 on the open. Be sure to join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Holiday Inn in Terre Haute, Indiana at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Panelists for the meeting will include Sherman Newland of Risk Management Commodities, Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company, and this man, Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
I see a lot of our listeners out there today, and maybe we can think of something good to say. I think you forgot the word up because it was down in everything you were just reading off, Dave.
There isn't a lot of up in this marketplace today, Wayne. In fact,
in the dollar.
If you look at the dollar, I haven't looked at it in the last 30 or 4 minutes or so, but I do know it had the highest spike up since November. I don't know if it's continuing to run to the upside or not.
We're at 88.01, so it's continuing to run to the upside that way along the way. Nothing as far as the outside markets today, Dave, are friendly at all. The dollar being higher, the Dow Jones being lower, the crude oil being down $2.50 or more. Everything we look at, plus the way that the Asian stock market reacted overnight, the bailout package or stimulus package does not seem to be impressing the stock market or the world as we look at it. So our Congress has not brought forth the package that the economic world thinks we need, and because of that, we are suffering today in the commodity market along with hog and cattle market also. So, you know, that doesn't look good for increased feed usage, and that's where we're lacking one place that way. And, you know, we're reading more and more about sorghum being substituted for corn and some of our southern states and ethanol plants. So That doesn't help the corn price either.
Well, I guess we really need to start thinking about what to do if we're a hedger, Wayne, because if you look at the charts from a technical standpoint, the next place on the chart in the March beans would be the 61 retracement level from the December lows to the what would be the January highs. So you're looking at 885, that level, and if you don't go back there, then you're looking all the way back to 779.
Neither one of those sound good. Whenever you take any more for what we're looking and thinking, when you start putting numbers smaller than 9 in front of the beans, when you're liking to hear 10s, it becomes depressing to most farmers and also to most advisors trying to say sell below the real prices we've had a chance to sell at, Dave. But the honest fact is the charts do not look good. The charts do look heavy. The economy looks heavy. The outside markets look heavy. So we do have, you know, some problems here. I think if you have not sold anything and you've got too much at home, like it or not, it's probably time that you say goodbye to it. I know that that was the advice pretty much last Thursday night, that the basis levels were good and it was time to move a few things that you had been sitting on. And, you know, we held out for some hope of a little bounce here somewhere along the line, and we still have hope that there'll be a little bounce down the road, but from what level? So, you know, all in all, you have to look at saying maybe it's time to protect some things here, Dave.
So old crop, bye-bye, and what do we do with new crop?
Oh, boy, is that a question mark, you know, because we've dipped below some levels that we really wanted to maintain. You know, we wanted to maintain at least a $9 type sale, and as we look here, the November beans trading at 855, just don't seem real attractive, but they do seem that is more attractive than what we've seen as far as the outlook where we could become this fall if we do plant as many acres of beans as being talked about. So, you know, it's awfully hard to pull the trigger down in here. You know, we might want to wait and give it today's close and see if we can bounce back a little bit off these lows. But if we don't, why, the charts do look awful bleak.
And the volume has picked up, too, so that's also a negative sign, I would think.
Yeah, that's a lot of people, number one, blowing out of the market and probably adding some new shorts to boot, which, if they have been short and adding shorts to it, today just gives them more power to hold.
Well, let's say you made the call today for a new crop sale, how would you protect it?
You mean as far as trying to look at buying some calls back against it or something along the way? I probably wouldn't protect. If I felt serious enough that I want to sell today, I would have to be thinking this market's going lower, and I would wait for a few days before I'd buy some calls against it. And if we did buy calls against it, they would be bull call spread type as to the point of where we feel that the market would, we would want to sell the call on top of it to get some of the volatility back in.
Do you see anything on the horizon over the next few weeks that we really took a pretty serious, and on a percentage basis, tumble today. Do you see anything?
Today's been disastrous as far as the charts, the way that things look in that way. The one thing can be is that, number one, we overdid it today. Number two, that the dollar, the stock market, turned around a little bit. That some of the economies could do a little better along the way, and that we could see some more demand or see some good sales come out of these dips in prices, Dave. And I think that The best thing that we can look for or hope for is some increased sales at these lower prices that would help stabilize this market.
Yeah, well, we would need to bank some huge sales in corn, and I know we did 180 million bushels over the last 4 weeks, but we would need to see, you know, like half of that every week for a while to catch up.
We aren't going to catch up, Dave. I mean, the fact of that is it isn't going to happen. One of the main things that we want to look at, or hopefully we could see, is, you know, that would help the corn market immensely, would be, number one, the stabilization of crude oil and the selling of some of these distressed ethanol plants and getting them back online and getting things moved in there. We'd love to see the Secretary of Agriculture at these lower levels, you know, get something moving forward to increase the ethanol mandate. You know, maybe we got some states that aren't so heavily in that, but maybe push something more for the Midwest that they can put the blends higher and give some incentives to the blenders.
You know, you mentioned the stabilization of crude oil. I don't know when that will happen, given that there's such a glut of it on the marketplace and there are all those ships out there trying to get long on the market end so that they can make money down the road.
We're going to have to see a cutback in production from a lot of places, and the supply tighten on up. We've seen that the gasoline has tried to be stabilized by the refineries cutting back on their percentage of production. Mm-hmm. You know, we saw production cut back to around 80% last week, and they're probably going to have to stay down at that level or a little lower to keep these gas prices, if they want to keep the gas prices around $2 or close to $1.80 to $1.95. So, you know, that's one way that they're working at doing and keeping the prices in line. You know, how much is in the boats and how soon do they quit pumping over in the oil fields is going to be the way we stabilize the crude.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave. See you tonight.
All right. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities at New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Let's take a quick look at the charts, and as we do that, we see March wheat at 558.5. Now 557.75, down 16.75. March wheat at the Board of Trade, 519, down 16.5. March corn, 351.25, down 12. And March beans, 910, down 45.5. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10:01 Central Time.